And as we had that conversation, he started with these words. There were just a few minor heresies. Now, heresies, of course, are things that are bad. And tonight, in our second reading from St. Paul, we confront the greatest heresy that has always been, the church has always had to fight against. That is, whether or not Jesus Christ truly rose from the dead. It was one of those first things we hear it in the gospel. Right? After Jesus rose from the dead, the chief priests, the Pharisees, the Roman authorities said, start spreading rumors that they stole his body. Because we don't want people to believe. And in fact, at this moment in time, there's a new movie coming out called Risen that deals exactly with that problem. Joseph Fiennes, who is a Roman soldier who doesn't believe in anything, is asked to investigate whether or not Jesus rose from the dead. And St. Paul tells us tonight in Scripture, in the second reading, that our whole faith is based on the belief that Jesus was born of a woman, that he suffered and died for our sins, that he was buried, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. And if you don't believe that, then everything else that Jesus talks about is really worthless. You might as well throw it out. Because the basis of Jesus' call to reconciliation with the Father is that he is the Son of God, who has suffered and died for our sins, but has shown us that death does not end our life, but rather it joins us more closely with our Heavenly Father when we choose to walk the life of discipleship. Because that is the great heresy that often confronts us and confronts many within our church. It is a heresy that Pilate spoke so beautifully at the trial of Jesus. What is truth? And Jesus in the gospel tonight reminds us. The writer Luke said they were listening to Jesus to hear the word of God. Well, who is the word of God? Well, we believe that it's Jesus. We believe that he is the word made incarnate, right? The beginning of the gospel of John. We believe that Jesus spoke the truth to us. We believe that Jesus continues to walk with us, to help us to grow in faith, hope, and love, to help us to continue to grow in that relationship of blessing, of truth that God calls us to live as his sons and daughters. And we recognize that part. Keep on moving my hand and spilling the water. We recognize that part of our lives in us, that Jesus calls us to a deeper truth where we stand upon the rock of that faith. It is a recognition of that old saying that goes, for those who believe, no proof is necessary. For those who do not believe, no proof will be enough. Because it is that act of belief that St. Paul reminds us that we need to enter into. Not a belief in nothing, but a belief in someone. And that someone is Jesus the Christ. That someone is the Son of God who has come to redeem me and you and each and every person in the world. And that we are called to be proclaimers of that faith. That is one of the reasons why our Holy Father has encouraged us to walk that path of mercy this year, in this Jubilee year of mercy. Not that we don't do it all our lives, or at least we should be doing it all our lives, but to re-recognize how we are called to be bearers and witnesses to the love and forgiveness and mercy of God in the world. But we can't do that if we don't have faith. We can't do that if we don't choose to open our hearts to hear the word of God, to stand upon that rock who is Jesus Christ. And each and every time we come to Mass, we live that act of faith. You come forward and the priest or the Eucharistic minister says to you, the body of Christ. And most people respond with the word, amen. I believe. This is what I profess. Very few times, and none in my lifetime, has anybody come up and when I said the body of Christ, they said, I surely hope so. Or perhaps it is. Or I doubt it, but I'm going to do it anyways. And it is that simple act of belief that helps us to open our hearts to the greater love of God. That's why coming and celebrating is such an important part of who we are. It's not something that the church just wants you to do so you miss the Super Bowl. Right? It's something that opens our hearts to that ascent of faith, where we recognize the truth of who God is in our life and who God is as creator, redeemer, sanctifier of the world. And so as we continue this celebration, we remind ourselves that our amens mean something, that they aren't simply another word that we repeat, but they are a word that ascends us to the truth of who Jesus is in our life. That person of grace, that person of blessing, who is our Redeemer and our Savior. So as we come forward in that procession of the Mass, as we say amen, let us truly believe what we say and become what we believe. I invite you to please stand as we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of